Back in house now and joined live in the studio today by Nate Roos, the frontman of The Format, the Arizona-based band playing Idaho State University tonight, touring in support of Dog Problems. Nate, thanks for coming in today.
No problem.
So let me ask the obvious question first off, and we'll maybe get to the details of this a bit later, but how many dogs do you have?
I have one at home right now, but then I've got another one at my parents' house, and another one ran away, and we assume that she's living amongst the homeless.
The homeless dogs of Arizona, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, we thought we saw her, or we were told by a neighbor that he saw her, like at the park next to our house, living amongst with the homeless. And so we hope that's where she's at, having a good time.
Now, of course, the reason that I asked that is that the proliferation of all these dogs in your life had to do with the title of the new album, Dog Problems. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Well, the record, I guess, is about this relationship that I was in for, I think, 5 years, and the last 2.5 years were probably on and off. And during that time, any time that we thought that the relationship was sort of falling off, we'd get a dog in hopes that it would make us more comfortable around each other, even though we probably couldn't stand each other. And obviously it didn't work. And so when she finally left for good, I was left with the dogs.
You've got the dogs. And I've heard of people doing this, with having kids instead. So maybe this is a...
Yeah. And it's very Britney Spears, Kevin Federline.
Didn't work there either. But
no.
You got some dogs out of it. You got a great album out of it, too.
Well, thank you.
Dog Problems getting a lot of great reviews. Surrounding this, though, you guys, I guess to put it unceremoniously, you were kind of dropped by Atlantic.
Yes.
But that seems like it's been a blessing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something that we had wanted almost since, the ink was drying from the first contract anyways.
It was that bad of an experience through and through, huh?
Yeah, it was terrible. And so it took us writing these songs, and we even wrote even more, theatrical type of songs in an attempt to get dropped. And and then somewhere along the way, we rediscovered how to write just a standard pop song, and we realized that we had a lot of fun doing that. So the album's sort of a mix of both of those things.
And some great pop songs on here, too. In fact, places it almost sounds like John Bryan produced it or something. I mean, there's some real theatrics going on. Talk about the orchestrated tunes, maybe.
Well, John Bryan was someone that we'd always wanted to work with. But with this record, we sort of went with people who work with John Bryan.
Roger Manning.
Roger Manning from Jellyfish. Mm-hmm. And Roger was always someone that I was kind of obsessed with, and I always assumed that he was just as good as John Bryan. And and our producer Steve played on a Jellyfish record that was the band Roger was in, and so we went ahead and met up with Roger, and he understood the songs, and it's easy for I guess pop music nerds to say things like, I want this to sound like the Disney soundtrack, and,
right.
And they'll know exactly what we're talking about. And so it was amazing working with Roger, and it felt to us like we were working with John Bryan, or as close as it can possibly be.
Right. Oh, the sound definitely comes through. Dog Problems, the title track, probably one of those tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could talk about the recording, the production of that tune in particular.
Dog Problems was a tough one. It was a song that I had written completely with just vocals, and so I presented it to Sam initially, and he didn't like the fact that it was, I think, 7 verses and no chorus whatsoever. And at first he wasn't really into it, but over time he really liked it, and when it came time to record the record, I just felt so overwhelmed by all the work that we still had to do, and being that it was not a major, we were paying for it ourselves. So I was freaking out about recording Dog Problems. I told Sam, I don't know if we should record this song. And so Sam, who used to hate the song, was like, no, we absolutely have to do this song. So it took us 2 days just to build the tempo track for the song, because it changes tempo, I think it was 27 times.
Okay.
There's a shift in tempo, and we had to have an orchestra come in and play on it, and so they needed something to play to, I guess, because we had just done the rough track based on my vocals and where, me just controlling some, crazy tempo. So building the click track to that took, 2 days, and the orchestration took 20 minutes. So I guess it worked out. I mean, they might have been there for a little longer, and that would have cost us a lot more money.
Don't you dare speak for someone you don't know, to feel it in the back of the throat. We know I can't construct a poem, 'cause words like girls get bored and run. C'est la vie. I say I've got so many better things. I've got nothing. You should see me. I smoke myself to sleep and blame postmodern things I can't relate, like summer camp in coastal states, like alcohol and coffee beans, dance floors and magazines. I think it's safe to say I've only got myself to blame. But boys in swooping haircuts are bringing me down, taking pictures of themselves. Oh. The point where all I want is to sleep around in hopes that I'll catch back up. We are parallel lines, we're running in circles, we're never meant to cross. I'm at a loss, you were my tangerine, my pussycat, my trampoline. Now all's I get so instant cheeks and dark problems. I signed a lease thinking my heart belonged in 93rd and Park. Instead I broke a girl's heart, flew back to Phoenix to finish the year as a star. Can you hear me? Are you listening? This is the sound of my heart breaking. And I hope it's entertaining, 'cause for me it's a bitch. Was it worth it when you slept with him? Did you get it? For seeing through you, you are a fake, which brings me to A. Because you always run away. I never finish phrases I misspell, up in arms of prison cells. When I said I hate what I've become, I lied, I hated who I was. So when you start to wonder about the pain in my throat, well, don't you ever, no, never, ever speak for someone you don't.
Dog Problems from The Format is the title track from the new release, the second album from the band. They're playing Pocatello tonight at Idaho State University. Things getting underway with the opening act, Lydia, at 7 p.m. And should be a great show. So you've landed on Network Records now, the, I guess, partially Canadian-based label. But how's that been? I mean, I know they're very Indian artist-friendly.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're our management company first and foremost, and so it was after we got dropped and we weren't sure what we were going to do. We had other majors approaching us, and we felt like we wanted to go with an indie label, and they suggested that we just sort of release it ourselves, mm-hmm. And they have major label distribution, and sure. so that way, I mean, it felt right because they have something at stake with it. I mean, in so many different areas, and they have all the necessary means, I feel like, to work the record the way we wanted it to be worked.
Sure.
And so, they're great people, and they're Canadian, so kind of. You know, it goes hand in hand.
It goes hand in hand, exactly. I was going to ask you about, it seems like they're doing a good job, too, getting you guys, well, for example, you know, I think I read about, it was kind of a teen soap opera, maybe, is that what I'm thinking of, on MTVU or somewhere like that, and you had a spot on there, is that?
Maybe, I don't know. I stay away from all. I don't pay attention to all that stuff, but I say woo when it happens.
Right, so. Right. It's interesting because you guys. It seems like you're kind of grouped with bands that, for lack of a better label, are considered emo-ish, mm-hmm. at least. But your music doesn't really come across as. I mean, you guys are more based in classic stuff. What do you think that is, as far as?
I think that. It was just the scene that we, I guess, came up in as like being in punk bands as kids, and so. We were always used to it, and we knew a lot of the people that were involved in it. And so next thing you know, we were thrown, I guess, into it. And I think the first record might fit it a little more, I wouldn't group us in with that category at all.
Sure.
But it's definitely been the tours that we've been doing most. And you know, we're like right now we're out with the All American Rejects, and
right.
It's nice to know that these people are fans for sure. But with the tours that we're doing ourselves, I think we're looking to sort of get out of that specifically because I think that, yeah, we don't necessarily come from the same, like, it's kind of a lot different for us to play with bands like that.
Right. Definitely a different aesthetic. Talking a little bit more about influences. I mentioned the, you know, classic stuff. It seems like names like the Beatles and the Kinks and Nilsson even come up when discussing your music. Anything later on? I mean, the song "Oceans," for example, I get a real. I'm not sure who to put it on, a Cars vibe maybe, or a Rick Springfield even.
Yeah, I think that was sort of ELO when we were trying to write it. We were thinking ELO, I think that's probably one of the more modernish type of songs on the record. But it's three chords, and we were just really excited to just do a song based around three chords, and you know, because obviously the Cars do things like that.
Right.
So we just felt like it was necessary because it's a pop music song it's hard, I guess, sometimes when you do a song like that because you're like, am I like cheating myself? And then you're like, no, it's three chords. You're building a song on three chords. That's just fun.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah.
you. Why did I just give in? Have a drink and shake some hands. Oh, ayo. Oh, ayo. Why am I scarred for what she did to me? Why can't I trust anyone? No, not even me. Why did I just give in? Have a drink and shake some hands. Oh, ayo.
Oceans from the Format from Dog Problems, the second album. Again, the band playing Pocatello tonight at Idaho State University. Nate Roos, the lead singer of the band, is in the studio with me today. And stay tuned because you're going to get an opportunity to win some tickets to the show tonight, which should be outstanding. Gets underway at 7 p.m. What do you guys see on the horizon for yourselves? The new album hasn't been out too long, but
no. Fortunately, we've got. We've been nonstop since about this time last year. We started recording Dog Problems about this time last year, and right after Dog Problems, we went on tour, and then we maybe had a month off before we went on our headlining tour, and the record was released. And then we went to England, and so we've had about 3 months off the whole year.
Okay.
And so fortunately, in about 2 weeks, like we get to go home for a month and a half before we go to Japan and Australia, and then we're coming back, and we're going to do a college tour with Guster.
Oh, cool. Cool.
And then after that, I think probably another headlining tour.
All right. Your opportunity to see the band, The Format, tonight at Idaho State University. And we're going to go out with, I guess this is kind of the, I read somewhere it was designated as, if anybody wants a single, it would be The Compromise. I don't know. What?
I'm not sure. I guess it's a catchy tune. it's very one-sided, even though it's called The Compromise. It was the label asking us to write, a hit type of song or something that they could work. And so we thought that was funny. And so we wrote a song, that's somewhat catchy and makes fun of the fact that they wanted such a thing from us.
The irony, kind of like naming your first single the first single.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. I don't know what happens with these industry things. I mean, I'm really not that dialed in to what the industry is all about.
And while we're at it, why don't we give away some tickets to tonight's show, The Format, at the Ballroom in ISU Student Union Building, 282-3691. We'll just take the callers as they come. We have three or four tickets to give away, 282-3691 right now. Nate, thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck tonight and the rest of the tour.
Thank you.
It's The Compromise.
Crazy, I say, born rich, stay rich, there's no point taking chances. And me, I was a college sophomore son. I say, one step close to being just where I want to be.
Take me back.